Classic Rock Radio lives on Facebook at theradioantenna.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doc Neeson. Triple M. Take a long
ride. Rest in peace, Doc.
...104.7 Classic Triple M. This is Lades here this morning bearing some very sad news. One of our godfathers of the Australian rock fraternity has sadly passed away this morning. The Angels, Doc Neeson, and we'd love to know your calls on 1-3-5-3. Keep those tributes coming through and, yeah, give us your thoughts. We'd love to get to you. Tammy from Norwood.
Oh, so sad. That just stopped me in my tracks here at home. Doc, does he bring back some memories? The best concert we saw of the Angels play, I think, was back in 88 at the Pondy Rock out there at Pondy.
What were some of his standout features that you remember?
His voice, his persona on the stage, the way he belted his rock out.
And that scarf.
Yes, yeah, when you mentioned it earlier, I thought, God, yeah, I can see it now, yeah.
Keep listening to the M's, because after 2 o'clock we've got an Angel special with Gleeso. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, he'll be popping in and giving us obviously a lot of Angels to play and also his thoughts and contributes and tributes to him as well. Very sad passing of him. 1-3-3-5-3, let us know your thoughts. Well, the first Angels gig you saw, the Angels before they became the Angels, played a lot of high schools around town. We'd love to know, were you one of those high schools? And what a rivalry when these guys are going around with the Angels as well. A perfect time to be watching live music in Adelaide. I envy you all. 104.7 Classic Triple M.
The music that rocked Adelaide. 104.7 Classic Triple M.
Seven Classic Triple M Lades here this morning bearing some sad news. Doc Neeson has died this morning at the age of 67. One of the best frontmen this country's produced, and that's admitted, one of the best bands Australia's ever produced. And we're asking you to chip in at 1-3-3-5 to let us know your condolences, your thoughts, the best gigs you've ever seen, best albums. We'd love to know, Adelaide. Give us a ring. Rob from Manapara, standout gig for you for the Angels.
Oz Rock 2000. He was just unbelievable. He was just the greatest front man to me any Australian band has ever produced. I saw him in 1974, 1975, and then I saw him again in 2000.
25 years in between since you saw him last. I'm just picturing it now. He wouldn't have changed much as far as enthusiasm and charisma than when you first saw him.
No. He was straight on stage. He was like, blew us away as a high school, and then when they got big, that's who we saw, you know, that's the Keystone Angels, but they've dropped the Keystone.
Wow, absolutely, yeah, the Keystone Angels practicing around Adelaide's high schools, that would have just been awesome in itself. 1-3-3-5-3, did the Angel Keystone Angels play at your high school? Let us know, and also give us your thoughts as well via our Facebook page, and don't forget as well, from 2 o'clock this afternoon, Gleeso is going to be popping in for an Angels special. That's just right after 2 here at the House of M's.
There's more of the music that rocked Adelaide in minutes.
Take a load off.
Seven Classic Triple M.
Get a medium loose change meal from just $5 at McDonald's.
.1047 Classic Triple M. This is Lades here, and Triple M News and Info is next with Sean Maynard. He'll have all the latest news on the sad passing of the Angels, Doc Neeson, who passed away earlier on this morning. We are taking your tributes right now at 1-3-3-5-3 or through our Facebook page. One of the standout gigs. We'd love to know throughout the years when the Angels ever rocked Adelaide. What about you, Bryce, from Torrensville?
I was lucky enough to see him twice at my high school as the Keystone Angels, and of course later on all over the place. But, you know, they came to our Taproot High School back then.
So do you remember any songs that stood out? Were they, you know, polishing off some stuff you heard later on?
I reckon that's when I was mucking around with Am I Gonna See Your Face Again.
Wow, so, you know, Taproot High could have been responsible for the infancy of that, you know, that chant shadowing Doc's pleas throughout the chorus. You never know. And stay tuned to the House of M's, because after 2 o'clock, there'll be a Doc Neeson special headed by none other than our very own Dave Gleeson. Triple M.
Hey, it's Ditz from Breakfast. Now, this show gets all the big names in footy. Port Adelaide skipper Travis Boak joined us, and we talked about footy as well as getting the lowdown on his website.
Expecting customers.
The Triple M Jeep Wrangler Rock Patrol is hitting the streets of Adelaide this week. Look out for them at a location near you. The Triple M Jeep Wrangler Rock Patrol. All thanks to New Spot Jeep. 2020 Main North Road, Salisbury Park.
104.7 Classic Triple M.
Heading away this weekend? Refresh your drive. Rest every 2 hours to prevent fatigue and arrive safe.
Traffic and radar watch.
Red alert.
In Broadview, Regency Road at Gilway Avenue, we've got both directions affected by works at the moment. Willunga Hill, Victor Harbour Road at Meadows Road, turn off, same deal. The hotspots at the moment, West Terrace, North Terrace, King William Street in the CBD. Bit of light rain throughout the Adelaide Hills at times, so make sure you're driving to the conditions up there. And Onka Paringa Valley Road, slow outside the hardware in Balhanna for works. Plenty of cameras up that way today as well. Hump Day could become your favourite day of the week if you become the next Monday and Wednesday Cross Lotto millionaire. Grab your ticket today, wouldn't it be nice? Gamble responsibly. That's the latest traffic on 104.7 Classic Triple M.
With the PuriTap, you just add water. Call now, 133 502.
Part of Southern Cross Austereo, Australia's number one radio company. This is 104.7 Classic Triple M.
It is just after midday. Hi, I'm Sean Maynard with Triple M News. Tributes today for Aussie rock legend Doc Neeson. The former Angels frontman died in his sleep this morning, aged 67. He was diagnosed with a brain tumour 17 months ago. Triple M listeners have been remembering Doc.
I've seen him hundreds of times all over Adelaide. I mean, if he played four nights in a week, we were there four nights in a week, my brother and I and our mates. I've got chills, shivers, and I've got a tear, man. I mean, he was a legend.
I've seen the Angels. I couldn't tell you how many times. One that comes to mind, though, was the Heaven when I actually danced with Doc. Hey, you had a rocket. What a beautiful man.
Doc was born in Belfast but moved to Adelaide as a teen. He attended Flinders Uni before his music career took off. His family have thanked fans for their support during the past year and a half, and there's more on the life of Doc Neeson at triplem.com.au. In other news, a missing man's credit card has been used multiple times since disappearing. Darren Waldron left his McLaren Bell
Tire Festival. For more shorts holiday ideas, visit southaustralia.com.
Adelaide's 48-hour forecast, a shower brought to you today at 19. A possible shower tomorrow, 18. In Brighton, at 16, with Ruined Its for breakfast back tomorrow morning from 6 on 104.7 Classic Triple M.
Hello, everybody. This is Doc Neeson. On Triple M.
Rest in peace, Doc.
Triple M.
Classic Rock Radio lives on Facebook at theradioantenna.com.